Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN. I'm your host, Jesse Bruce. And this week, sitting in for our good friend, Chelsea Payton, who's on a well-deserved holiday in a fancy place, we have Katie Elfinar here from the LDL. And Katie, last week with Chelsea, we kind of got into this whole Jane Austen thing because she's 250 and she's not clamming up about it. What are we doing to celebrate 250 years of Jane Austen?
So we're celebrating quite a few ways. So one thing we're doing is from November 1st to December 16, which is Jane Austen's birthday, we will have a bingo card available. You can download it from our website or pick one up at the library. There's a variety of fun activities on there, including reading some of her books, watching movie adaptations, reading an article about her. One bingo, so roll of five, gets you an entry into a drawing for a grand prize, so you can get up to five entries by doing the whole bingo card. And we're just hoping people, get excited, read a Jane Austen book for the first time, or maybe they haven't read one in 20 years and they want to pick one up, read one of her lesser known ones like Persuasion, Northanger Abbey, or enjoy a film adaptation. There's a lot of really cool, fun ones out there.
Okay. Just to refresh for everybody, what's the big one that everybody would know from Jane Austen? What's the one that it's kind of like the top of the pile?
That would be Pride and Prejudice.
Pride and Prejudice is the big one.
Yep, Pride and Prejudice is the big one, but a lot of people also love Sense and Sensibility.
Is she also Mr. Darcy?
Yes.
Okay, yep. And then what was this Darcy contest thing that was going on?
Yeah, so we've got, a lot of people who love Pride and Prejudice have their favorite movie adaptation Darcy. Mm-hmm. And so it's typically between the 2005 Pride and Prejudice and the 1997 one from the BBC, which is a miniseries. So it's actually Matthew McFadden versus Colin Firth. Uh-huh. But there are probably over 20 Darcy adaptations through different movies. So next to our book display in the library, where we have all of Jane Austen's books that are kind of like inspired by her, other adaptations, books about her. We have some cool like graphic novels about Jane Austen. There's going to be a display where you can vote for your favorite Darcy, which for me, it's Colin Firth.
Yes.
But closely followed by Wishbone, played him first.
Yes,
he was
the
actually
dog.
The
Wishbone
first
the dog.
Darcy.
Oh.
So.
Wishbone the dog.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So what else do we have going on up there at the LDL?
So besides that, we have some really cool programs happening. Teen DIY hand embroidery for beginners is going to be happening on November 5th at 6 o'clock. Our LDL Cinema is going to play Sense and Sensibility with Hugh Grant.
There you go. The Hugh Grant.
Yeah, the Hugh Grant.
The Hugh Grant.
Yes. And then we're really excited. I'm just finishing up the questions now for Jane Austen Trivia.
Oh, boy.
Which is going to take place Thursday, November 13 at Oddside Ale.
Oh, wow.
Very excited for that one. Mm-hmm. We also have hand embroidery for beginners for non-teens, also known as adults.
Yes.
That's going to be on November 15th and November 20th. And then into December, we have, I will be running a Jane Austen book club on Persuasion.
Oh, boy.
I'm very excited about this.
I can tell you are fired up. You're fired up.
I'd not read Persuasion until I read it for the book club. And I would definitely recommend it for fans of Pride and Prejudice. But if you've never read any Austen before, it's a really easy entry. It's got some of her classic, like, yearning and
a lot of
love.
Heavy on the yearning.
Yeah, much yearning
much
is happening.
Doing a lot of yearning. A
lot of pining.
Pining, yearning.
It's actually kind of her fall novel, where most of hers take place in the spring or summer. It's heavy on the fall, November.
Autumnal themes.
Yes. So it's a very good time to read it. Registration for that opens on November 1st, and we'll actually have 10 free copies of the book for anyone who wants to grab that. Mm-hmm. We'll also have library copies for people to check out that they can come get at the desk.
Katie, anything else going on up there that we need to know about?
We also have a couple other programs in December that are a little further out, but get them on your radar because I think they're going to fill up fast. We have calligraphy for beginners, which is teens and adults, and also a Regency dance class.
Ooh.
Our dance classes, we've been doing once a season, and they've been really popular and they fill up fast. Mm-hmm. This one's going to focus on the cotillion.
Ooh.
So I encourage you to check that out, as well as we're going to have a very Austen afternoon on Jane Austen's birthday, December 16. And we're partnering with Lucky Tea to have tea, and we're going to have Whist. So if you've never played Whist,
Ooh.
The classic card game in many of Austen's novels, now could be your time to learn.
Very cool.
And everyone who comes is going to leave with a little like vintage tea mug of their own.
Very cool. And something tells me the word dainty is involved. Dainty would be involved.
Always. Pinkies up.
Pinkies up, exactly. Pinkies up. And then you do the dancing in the library. So Marty moves things out of the way so people can dance.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's not like they have to go someplace else. You're going to do it at the library.
It's up in the upper level. We move. We have cake displays. We call them cake displays because they're book displays, but they look like a tiered cake.
Okay.
And they're all on wheels, so we shove those out of the way.
Yeah.
And then there's one big bookshelf that we get five of us to, like,
so it's not just Marty moving everything himself.
No.
Gotcha.
He does do a lot of the heavy lifting,
does.
Though.
He does.
So.
He does. Okay. Folks, our guest this week is Katie Elfinar. She is sitting in for Chelsea Payton, and she's bringing us Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. Katie, people want to learn more about what's going on over there at the library. Where's the best place to go?
Best place to go is our website, loudatlibrary.org, and there's a entire blog post all about the Jane Austen. So if you want to look up some of those dates and registration times, go ahead and go to that blog post on our website.
This is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven.